You're listening to SBS News.
A spate of bushfires is scorching parts of Europe, with firefighters battling blazes in Portugal, Spain, and southern France. In the United Kingdom, officials are coordinating response plans to address the heat wave that could bring record temperatures to the country. Forecasters have issued an extreme heat warning for England and Wales, with weekend temperatures predicted to be above 35 degrees Celsius in southeast England and 32 degrees Celsius elsewhere. Aidan McGivern of the British Met Office forecasts the heat to stay all week.
Throughout Western Europe, temperatures are expected to be exceptionally high this week. Spain, Portugal and France, temperatures have already climbed into the 40s through the weekend, and they're expected to climb even further, peaking later this week for Spain and Portugal and through the weekend for France. Now, later this week, Spain's all-time temperature record could be under threat if temperatures climb into the high 40s. And for France, likewise, mid-40s are possible by the weekend. So exceptional levels of heat across much of Western Europe this week and into the weekend.
The Met Office warns the heat could lead to severe illness and danger to life and may also disrupt transport networks. The UK's hottest day on record was in July of 2019, when 38.7 degrees Celsius was recorded in Cambridge. In Portugal, multiple fires have caused the evacuation of hundreds of people, with at least 120 needing medical treatment. In Palmela, about 50 kilometers from Lisbon, at least five people, including two firefighters, were injured by the fires, one in a serious condition. Water-dumping planes and helicopters helped more than 2,600 firefighters combat the blazes. In the tourist area of Algarve, Albertina Francisco has fought alongside neighbors to help keep the flames from destroying everything at her sister's house.
There were no firefighters here at her house. Everything around it burned down, all the porches. The neighbours and my husband managed to put the flames out. We had no one else. The firefighters and the aircraft only got here now. And she lives next to a sawmill, and it's very complicated. It's very complicated. I think the state should help us more. We don't know how, but this situation is impossible.
Some villagers rescued pets while others helped firefighters battle the flames. In Leiria, temperatures soared to 45 degrees Celsius and over 3,000 hectares have been burnt so far. Authorities blocked major motorways and side streets as strong winds made it harder for firefighters to fight the flames. In France, people filled water bottles and some bathed on the banks of the River Seine as Paris sweltered in the heat wave that weather service Météo France has projected to be one of the country's most intense. François Jobard from Météo France says the heat wave is remarkable.
In terms of intensity, meaning the highest temperature of the hottest day, it already seems remarkable because Monday, July 18, could be one of the hottest days in the history of France. This still has to be confirmed, but it could be one of the hottest days. And so there's a remarkable intensity. There's also the duration, which already seems remarkable, because on paper, this heat wave can last 8 to 10 days. There's a minimum duration, meaning it could last longer, until late July.
Temperatures soared up to 36 degrees Celsius in Paris, with Mr. Jobard saying heat waves used to be a once-in-a-decade ordeal, but now they occur every year, and more than once a year.
Compared to the 1970s and the 1980s, heat waves were rare, meaning once every 10 years. Now, since the 2010s, we have a recurrence of heat waves and an acceleration that is undeniable. We have almost 1 to 3 heat waves per year.
Australian tourist James Storrett says he was not expecting heat this intense.
We weren't really expecting the heat, but we kind of looked into, like, we knew the forecast of it, so we kind of were expecting it in a sense. Yeah, we were, but it's nothing you come over to you for is the heat. You should come over to get away from it. Or
Parisian Nicifor Obama is trying to stay cool.
It's hot. We have to stay in the shade. We have to protect ourselves. I have a water bottle in my bag. Luckily, there's a water fountain not far from here, so when it gets hot, we take the water bottle, fill it up, and freshen up. But yeah, we stay in the shade.
And weather forecasts for Spain say highs of 42 degrees Celsius in the southern cities of Cordoba and Sevilla are likely. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.